Welcome to worship. What follows is a complete pre-recorded worship service for the seventh Sunday in Easter. You are invited to join Holy Communion at 11 a.m. any Sunday morning, and you can find that communion rite by scrolling down in this worship text, and you'll see the link right at the top of the text. Also in that text block are lyrics to all of the music that occurs in this worship service. You will need a large bowl of water to affirm your baptism in the baptismal rite that occurs right at the start of the service. Stay tuned following the service for time-sensitive community announcements. Welcome to worship. Alleluia! Christ is risen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are raised with him to new life. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning you created us in your image and planted us in a well-watered garden. In the desert you promised pools of water for the parched, and you gave us water from the rock. When we did not know the way, you sent the Good Shepherd to lead us to still waters. At the cross you watered us from Jesus' wounded side, and on this day you shower us again with the water of life. We praise you for your salvation through water, for the water in this font, and for all water everywhere. Bathe us in your forgiveness, grace, and love. Satisfy the thirsty and give us the new life only you can give. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Take a moment to remember your baptism. You may mark your forehead with the sign of the cross with your finger dipped in water.
Eternal Savior. Thank you.
Let us pray. O God of glory, your Son, Jesus Christ, suffered for us and ascended to your right hand. Unite us with Christ and each other in suffering and in joy, that all the world may be drawn into your bountiful presence through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first reading today is from Acts chapter 1, verses 6 to 14. So when they met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." Then they returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day walk from the city. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas son of James. They all joined constantly in prayer, along with the women, and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. The word of the Lord.
Psalm 68. You have made a home for the poor, by Rory Cooney. The antiphon, "God, in your goodness, you have made a home. You have made a home for the poor. God, in your goodness, you have made a home. You have made a home for the poor."
Thank you.
The second reading is from 1 Peter chapters 4 and 5. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Cares Chorus.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter, beginning at verse 1. Jesus, raising his eyes in prayer, said, God, it's time. Display the bright splendor of your Son, so the Son in turn may show your bright splendor. You put him in charge of everything human, so he might give real and eternal life to all in his charge. And this is the real and eternal life, that they know you, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you sent. I glorified you on earth by completing down to the last detail what you assigned to me to do. And now, God, glorify me with your very own splendor, the very splendor I had in your presence before there was a world. I spelled out your character in detail to the people you gave me. They were yours in the first place, and then you gave them to me, and they have now done what you said. They know now, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that everything you gave me is firsthand from you. For the message you gave me, I gave them, and they took it, and were convinced that I came from you. They believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the God-rejecting world, but for those you gave me, for they are yours by right. Everything mine is yours, and yours mine, and my life is on display in them. For I am no longer going to be visible in the world. They'll continue in the world while I return to you. Holy God, guard them as they pursue this life that you conferred as a gift through me, so they can be one heart and mind as we are one heart and mind. This is the gospel of the Lord. God, it's time. In the Gospel of John, we find Jesus in the middle of a prayer. He's facing his certain death, and he's praying, God, it's time. God, it's time for a lot of things. It's time for you to restore all the life-giving things we long for. The company of friends, a nice intimate meal in a restaurant, a concert, a hockey game, the Stampede, summer festivals, concerts. God, it's time. But God, it's time for a lot more than that. God, it's time for the end of domestic violence. It's time for the end of crime. It's time for the end of the opioid epidemic. It's time for the end of alcoholisms and drug addiction, gambling addiction. It's time for the end of all the things that steer us away from life that's really fulfilling. God, it's time. It's time for the end of racism and classism and settler entitlement. God, it's time for full inclusion for the LGBTQ2SIA+ community. It's time for equal pay for women, for equal work. It's time for the end of corruption and greed, for the misuse of the church and the misuse of political office. God, it's time. God, it's time for a lot of things. And when are you going to act? God, it's time. But notice that isn't what Jesus prays. He doesn't pray, God, when are you going to act? He doesn't pray, God, when are you going to end all this suffering? God, when are you going to restore creation? God, when are you going to hear the sighs and the groans of your people who are oppressed and struggling, who are quarantined and unemployed, who are worried about the economy, who are worried about catching COVID-19? That isn't what Jesus prays. He doesn't pray, God, when are you going to act? Jesus says, God, it's time. It's time for you to display your glory and your splendor in me. It's time. I've completed all the work. I've done everything you've asked me to do, and it's time. Reveal your glory in me. And God, it's time. It's time that your people know they are one, just as you and I are one. It's time they have one heart and one mind and know that they're one. See, Jesus' life, his work, his mission, and even his prayers are so simple because it is so simple. Whatever your eyes may be telling you, whatever you're hearing on the news, whatever ideology you subscribe to, the truth is, We are one. And we're one because we're created in the image of the divine. The divine lives in us and moves in us and has being in us. It's just that we don't realize it. Every single thing, every single living thing, every animal, every bird, every human being, every leaf on a tree, everything is infused with the divine. God is in all and through all. What's the purpose of Christianity? Well, it's to help us see. It's to help us see God in creation, God in the budding trees, God in the raspberries that are starting to show their leaves, God in those chives, God bless them, that are getting ready to burst forth with heads of purple color and beauty. The purpose of Christianity is to help us see the divine in everything. In the sun as it comes up in the morning and sets in the evening, and in the stars as they come out, in the rain that falls, in the clouds that waft across the sky, but most importantly, in people, in one another. The purpose of Christianity is to help us see that we are one. One of the people I was listening to this week is Jonathan Wilson Hartgrove. He's a pastor and a spiritual writer. He's associated with the monastic movement, with people who retreat to the interior on purpose. And he was saying that as we were facing being locked down in our homes, he turned to the writings of the desert fathers and mothers, people who intentionally spent time alone, and the father of the monastic movement, Saint Anthony, who was socially isolated by choice for 20 years, is one of the people that he was reading. And when somebody joined that monastic movement, they had said to Saint Anthony, well, what should I read while I'm in my cell alone? What curriculum should I take up? And Saint Anthony said this: go into your cell alone with yourself, and your cell will provide the curriculum. Your cell will teach you everything you need to know about yourself. What is isolation teaching you about yourself? What is it teaching you about the way the world works, about the way God works in the world, about the way your neighbors work in the world, about the way the church works in the world? What is your isolation teaching you? What is this curriculum that you're learning and beginning to practice? I say ultimately the curriculum is to see that we're one. Things are not really as complicated as we made them out to be before COVID-19. That much is clear. We can get by with a lot less than we were getting by with. And we can care a lot more. It seems to me that all the problems are in societies because we haven't cared enough. We haven't listened enough. We haven't associated ourselves enough with others. We haven't seen ourselves in them and them in us. We haven't noticed that we're one. When we learn to see the divine in everything, we see something else. We see that we are one. Martin Luther King Jr. saw it, and he said this: we are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. That's why he worked for civil rights. He couldn't unsee what he had seen. He saw the divine everywhere, and therefore in the people around him. He saw their suffering, and their suffering became his, and he couldn't help himself. And that's what happens to us when we see the divine in everything. We see unity, and we begin to act. Now, this is some really dangerous territory, some dangerous ground we're standing on, especially in this time, because when we see, we feel compelled to act, and we don't know what to do. And we look around at the great things that the people around us are doing, the charities they've started, the missions they've started. For heaven's sakes, the podcasts they're happening and the art they're creating. And we fall into this trap of comparing ourselves with others. Maybe I should be doing that. But children of God, here's the call. Go into your cell. Let your cell give you a curriculum. The curriculum is, God lives in me. And God lives in everyone else too. We're one. And then, do what you're inspired to do, whatever that is. It's probably really tiny, but maybe not. But it doesn't matter. Because we're caught in an inescapable network of mutuality. We are tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects you affects everyone. Whatever change you make changes the world. Whatever thing you do, whatever you put out in the world, it has an impact, a ripple effect, first on your own life, and then on the lives of the people closest to you, and then it ripples out to the whole world. God, it's time. It's time that your children see you everywhere and in everyone. God, it's time. It's time that your children be of one heart and one mind, that they listen deeply for spirit to enter and inspire. God, it's time for courage to do small things that have lasting impact, even if we don't know how. God, it's time. Show your glory in us. Let the life of Jesus be on display in us. God, it's time.
ELW 581, you are mine.
Baby.
Uplifted by the promised hope of healing and resurrection, we join the people of God in all times and places in praying for the church, the world, and all who are in need. O God, call your people to be one as you are one. Unite your church in the truth of your gospel, the love of our neighbor, and the call to proclaim your reign to all people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Breathe life into your creation. Guide your people as we explore the mysteries of the universe. We pray for the work of scientists and mathematicians whose skill enriches our understanding, and we remember the contributions of Nicholas Copernicus and Leonard Euler, whom the Church commemorates today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Make your justice known among the nations. Protect the vulnerable, especially those in care facilities, including Larry Hoogie, Gil Svensson, and Steve Julin. Remember those who are imprisoned, and redirect those who use violence and greed as weapons. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Come to the aid of your children. We pray for those engulfed in grief, those without supportive families, those who are awaiting surgery, especially Debbie Chabot and Crichton Philomona, and for all who feel isolated, powerless, or afraid, that all may rest their anxieties in your care. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give courage, protection, and blessing to all who serve others at risk of their own health. We especially remember nurses, doctors, hospital, fast food, and grocery store workers, and people throughout the world going back to work as services and marketplaces reopen. Grant them safety and assure them of your never-failing strength. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember the sick, Joe Latondra, Carter Sandheim, and Walter Dreger, and all who wait upon your healing power to bring them comfort and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For what else do the people of God pray? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember with thanksgiving those whom we love who have died. Mike Kerr, Will Sanders, Ed Cooper, Clark Hansen, Ron Kletke, Dennis Morey, Maurice Manning, Shannon Hebert, Shirley Pepler, Lauren Voisin, and Albert and Velma Hulk. Raise all your saints to eternal life, and until that day, we give you thanks for the faithful examples of those who have listened to your voice and now rest in you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. With bold confidence in your love, Almighty God, we place all for whom we pray into your eternal care, and we pray with confidence the prayer Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
ELW 638, Blessed Assurance.
Assurance, Jesus is mine.
receive a blessing. May the one who brought forth Jesus from the dead raise you to new life, fill you with hope, and turn your mourning into dancing. Almighty God, bless you now and forever. Amen. Christ is risen, just as he said. Go in peace, share the good news. Alleluia. Thank you for worshiping with this pre-recorded service. We hope and pray that the pre-recorded worship services are helping you praise God, settle your soul, and challenge you to move forward in discipleship. We pray for your courage and your peace of mind in these days. I want to remind you that there's weekly Bible study every Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. and morning prayer every morning except Sunday at 10 a.m. Both of those offerings are available by clicking the Zoom room, and you can find it on the morning prayer link and on the online opportunities link. You should know it's the same Zoom room every time, so it doesn't matter where you access that link. And if you have any questions connecting to any services that we're providing, please contact the church office and we'll help you through that. We also would like for you to know that we have a Zoom room that's available for you to schedule to meet in your small groups or in your small group ministries as you would like. And if you would like information about how to do that, you can contact Sasha Craven. She's in your member directory. We would also like you to know that your council is meeting weekly to check in and talk about the current situation and to handle any issues as they arise. So we are on top of what's going on in the city and also in the church. And so you should know we're taking care of all the needs of the church. Which reminds me, we really want to know what you need if it's beyond something that we're providing. So if there's anything that you need, we invite you to call the church office and make your needs known to us. Every week we are providing worship for kids. You can find a link to that below in this worship text. You can also find that in the sermon and worship, under the sermon and worship tab. It occurs as a separate worship tab too. And we invite you to take advantage of the worship that's provided with singing and story by Pastor Phil and pre-recorded Family Sunday School that's offered by Spark House that produces the Spark Story Bible. So we're really grateful for their support as well. The first week of June, anytime from June 1st to 5th, that's Monday through Friday, you are invited to come anytime and plant a purple or pink petunia in the heart-enclosed remembering and forgiving garden. That garden is right near the big sign on the church property. That garden is planted in memory of Brittany McGinnis every year, the first week of June, in her memory and in memory of women who have lost their lives due to violence. So we also remember the missing and murdered Indigenous women. And so you're invited to come and have a time of prayer. There's a prayer bench there. You're invited to bring some music with you. If you like, we usually have music and story, but this is our socially isolated version of the remembrance garden planting. So you're invited to do that on your own anytime, Monday through Friday. That's next week, not this week. Let's see if I have any other announcements. Oh, it's Corliss's 90th birthday is coming up. He was pastor at Church of the Cross for about 30 years. And his 90th birthday is at the end of the first week of June. And so we are collecting birthday cards for him. And this week marks the deadline to get those cards in. If you can get your card to the church office by Wednesday, we will include it in a big packet of cards that we're going to take to him. And right now there are about 25 cards, so that's a pretty good showing. But if you want to drop some more cards into that offering, we would be really pleased to take those to him on his birthday. Peace be with you in these days, and may you find God right where you are, because as it turns out, that's where God is. Peace be with you.